And we move now to District 14, Wasilla, State House incumbent Wes Keller running unopposed. Thank you, sir, for joining us. Let's just give you a moment to introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I know that you have served since being appointed to that seat by Governor Palin and then a reelection. Here you're looking for your second full term.
Thank you. As you say, I've had the honor of serving now for 3 years, a session and a half, and this last session. I served in the capacity of co-chair of Health and Social Services and the chair of the Regulation Review Committee, and I served also on the Education Committee, Fisheries, and the Community and Regional Affairs. Also, I was appointed to the Alaska Health Commission, which is a humbling and a little bit terrifying responsibility, looking at the challenges that we have in Alaska and providing health care for all Alaskans at an affordable cost. And I'm also on a commissioner on the CACFA, which is the Citizens Advisory Commission on Access to Federal Lands. Again, it's a very interesting and a challenge that I have enjoyed. Federal government is the largest landowner in the state of Alaska. When they make a management decision, it's our responsibility to watch those management decisions and see how they reflect on us. So I like the job enough to put my name in for another round, and so here we are. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Let me follow up on one of the things you mentioned. It's kind of a challenging topic, and that's the Health Care Commission and making sure that everybody has access to affordable care. We had the governor taking kind of a bold position on that front earlier this summer when he vetoed money to expand services under Denali Kid Care. Was that a position you supported? Did you agree with his rationale? And how do you help? What do you do when you return to Juneau to make sure that more people are covered?
I had two opportunities to vote for the bill that Governor Parnell vetoed, and I voted no both times. I mean, I was against it. And to explain what the bill does, there's some misunderstanding. You know, often when we start talking about that particular topic of Denali Kid Care, we tend to think, well, children need to have health care insurance. And that is not the question. Of course they do. The more we spend on a child when they're young on their health care, the less the costs are going to be, not to even mention the quality of life for the family and the child. The question is, who pays? What the bill actually did was just take a family of four, for example. It took to qualify to get your health care for your children paid for, a family of four had to earn less than $48,000, or does now has to earn less than $48,000 a year. What the bill would have done is changed that from $48,000 to $55,000. And I think there's some real misconceptions about what the bill did. We're talking the number of people, the number of children that are affected in the state was just over 1,000, if I remember correctly. It was a relatively small number. My own kids, I have three, happen to be in that age category where, you know, two children would be a normal situation. And so I have contact with a lot of their friends that are exactly in that position. None of them have asked for a raising of that bar to $55,000. The people that advocated for this bill were largely healthcare providers, it was unnecessary. A very small sliver of people that were affected by it, and I think that the governor did the right thing in vetoing.
So what do you do in Juneau to ensure that more people enter the coverage range, not necessarily through that program, but just in general?
Maybe I misunderstood your
access
question.
Access to affordable health care. That was one of the things that you brought up. Yes. Okay. And so you're in Juneau. You magically can get whatever you want. You get to see it done. What do you do to solve that problem?
I wish it was that easy.
That would be nice. Yes.
For myself, I put hope in consumer-driven health care. Health care that I purchase, therefore the market can function out there, and that means a decrease in general in how much the government does, as opposed to things that citizens can do. Like, I have one son, for example, who has maybe, I think it's two sons actually, they have HSAs, health savings accounts, and that was a really good deal. So anything I can do on a state level to encourage the health savings accounts, for example, staying in position, that will help the market. But there's so many things. I mean,
right.
The cost of healthcare providers, keeping them in the state, you know, these are all challenges. And the commission has an ongoing discussion and work at finding ways to cut the costs. And it's,
it's a challenging issue. I hate to cut you off, but time is flying, and I want to make sure we give you your full minute for your closing statement. Please go ahead.
Oh, okay. First, thank you. Thank you for this chance to address my my constituency. I think we really need to be flexible, and we need to be innovative as the challenges come up over the next couple of years. Overall, in the lower 48 in the United States, there's dire projections of economy and what's going on in our economy, and those don't necessarily apply up here. I was out to the port, Port McKenzie yesterday, and we have, it's exciting seeing the construction going on. There's a lot of anticipation for increased imports and exports in our state, and there's just a lot going on. I think also that AGEA is on track. We got some bids. People want to put gas down the pipe, and that's really good news. We aren't the only ones that notice that. There's people in the lower 48 right now. There's many, most states are in the red. 46, I think it is, are in the red, and we're one of the few that are doing fairly well. Anyway, they're looking at Alaska, and they're thinking, let's go to Alaska and get rich. You know, we've heard all that before. That's kind of a common thing for us. This boom and bust is a real challenge for us that we need to be ready to address. Just the core government services, things like roads, things like police protection, fire, schools, whatever. You know, if we continue to experience exponential growth, and we're used to that in the Valley. You know, we've been growing fast, and I just think that it'd be a mistake not to continue to think that we may have to face more of that.
Okay, thank you. We are out of town. I apologize, sir. Thank you so much for joining us, Representative Wes Keller, out of District 14 in Wasilla.